from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Clint's out today. Tyler's out, but we are holding it down for you. Byron's back there producing this bad boy, so stay with us and hang on as Adam Spillane is in. And I want to get to this, and I want to hear from the people, 713-5724-610. And I'm seeing some people here on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch. The Deion thing is interesting to me. Deion Sanders last night, his team damn near lost, and I'm sure many of you, I didn't think that game would be close. Like, I think Colorado's going to struggle this year. I didn't think that would be that close. Struggle, I think, up front especially. So that game was a lot close. Hell, they had to – well, hell, he caught the ball. Nobody wanted to knock it down. They were all trying to catch it. Mm-hmm. But that game was tight, a one-possession game. That's what I said. Like, Deion has done so many great things and brought so much to that program. And to the interest in that program, from their admissions, from the money that's brought in. I mean, they said apparel was up 500%+ from before when he took over at Colorado. And he's brought, you know, another storyline. I think there was some pop. I think there was some boredom in college football of just, oh, Dabo, oh, Nick, oh, Georgia, oh, Kirby Smart. That was it. And then they just dropped, and that thing in Boulder became such a thing, and it was spearheaded by Deion Sanders. And he's continued it, and now it's moved towards him and writers and him and media and all this and that. Do you think that he is running a slippery slope with the attention? That's the question I'm throwing out. With the attention that he is bringing towards his players, is this potentially becoming a negative thing towards the players there?
I don't think it is for the players.
You don't think so?
I think it is for Deion, though. I think that Deion is hurting himself with kind of the way that he has handled things and getting in, like, stupid fights with reporters over dumb things. Like, all you're doing is just bringing attention to the writer who is now doing interviews, doing national radio interviews, and bringing up all the kind of the negative stuff that's going on in your program. Like, I wouldn't know anything about Sean Keeler if it weren't for Deion, like, not allowing him to ask questions and then making it. They didn't just, like, they sent out a press release about it. Like, that's something that brings negative attention just on you and your program. And then Sean Keeler now becomes a big get on national radio shows, and he's doing Mad Dog Radio, and he's like talking about all this stuff about how he screwed up with the coordinator hires. And that's when I started to realize that, you know what, this thing might not be going as great as some people thought it was. And so I think that's hurt him more than anything. I think it's only done positive things for the players.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's obviously been very positive with the players, clearly. Because they're getting a level of attention they would have never gotten. And he's getting kids. But there is a deal of, like, they're having to deal with a lot of what he's bringing to the table, right? Like, a lot of the, like, he is, like, let's be honest, he is talking big trash.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking the same type of trash and going with the same level of confidence that he did as if he's playing. And I don't know that those kids can answer the bell to that, right? Like, the way that Deion is talking, when you think about some of the guys, they should beat North Dakota State 51-0.
Especially when you consider the high end talent that they have.
Yeah, like Oregon. Oregon last year wanted to beat the brakes off of Colorado, and I think a lot of that clearly was coming from Deion, and some of them are embracing it. Some of the, because like Shador sure as hell is embracing it, and Hunter and them, but it almost like, and I hate to do this because I want Deion to be Deion. I feel like I want anybody to be who they are, and I think he has added so much. But it does feel like maybe he needs to pull back just a tad, because I think it is adding a ton of pressure on these kids and added a ton of different, like, because I think he would get the same level of attention. He's just ratcheting it up a bit. And I think, as you said, I think people are starting to want to see Deion lose so bad that is starting to go towards the kids.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about that, but I just think the notoriety that he's brought to the program, like, these kids are getting a whole lot more money now in NIL based off of Deion. And Deion, like, the attention that Deion is bringing to them.
That's fair.
Like, think about it. They played North Dakota State last night, primetime on ESPN. 2 years ago, Colorado and North Dakota State, that's not on TV anywhere. That might have been like on the Pac-12 network, where like six people could have actually seen it. Like that game's not getting any attention. So Deion is bringing pressure and attention to these kids, but they're getting paid now in order to be able to deal with it.
No, they're getting paid. They are playing with the pressure that Georgia plays every week.
Well, they have a target.
And they're not good. And they're not anywhere close to Georgia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
What's that? Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And he's not trying to slow up that target. Like, he's trying to make that target bigger and bigger. And like, it's something like, I feel like that is coming down on these cats, like I said, but it's a slippery slope, because I promise, fellas, I want Deion to be Deion. It adds so much to it. It just feels like his team is not caught up to what he's bringing to the table.
Yeah, they seem to be undermanned from a talent standpoint, and you look like they played at Washington State, the second to last game of last year. Washington State has no reason to really care about that game. Washington State really not playing for anything at that point of the year. They're 4-6 and 1-6. You know, Colorado was in the Pac-12 when that game was played, and Washington State beat them 56-14. Like, you know, Washington State went into that game wanting to embarrass Colorado.
Absolutely.
Just because of Deion. Now, if Deion keeps his mouth shut.
Now, Shador's right. I would put Shador right there.
Oh, Shador, for sure.
Because Shador's right there alongside of him.
Yeah, but I do think that attention does, like, you're not sleepwalking through the Colorado game anymore.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Like, you aren't taking that week off, because you know that there's going to be some notoriety
with
it.
You're going to be on TV. Yeah.
Yes. Now, does that hurt the players? I don't know if it does. Like,
I think there's some added pressure here from the text line. I think Deion has done wonders for Colorado's football program. He has done wonders for their attendance and their revenue and everything else, but the problem is his mouth. He's writing checks that his players can't cash. Unfortunately, it takes time to build a program, and you can't just snap your fingers and turn things around. I think that's kind of where I'm getting. Not as hard as shut his mouth, but I wonder, is he even aware that he is pushing this target? Like, do you think he is even aware that he is pushing this target on his kids, or he's just being Deion.
I think he's just being who he is. I think that's why
I don't think I don't know that he can recognize it to turn it off turn it down at least.
I also kind of disagree with you can't turn around a program overnight just because you have the portal. And the portal makes it a lot easier to turn a program around because you can go, like, they signed, what, 42 guys off the transfer portal last year? Like, you should be able to have a much better team when you can go and get 42 guys who are not, like, 18-year-old freshmen. Like, these are, you know, you're still talking about 19 and 20-year-olds, but they are still guys who have played college football now for at least a year. Like, you should be able to have a better roster than they have right now. And clearly, like, Shador's not going to be there after this season. Travis Hunter's not going to be there after
now that's scary. Now that is, like, because he's going to keep at this. Y'all better get us now. He's got, and he's going to keep at it, and he's not having those guys. Brandon Scott chiming in on the text line, Deion is unnecessarily petty and borderline childish.
He is
so that. Deion being Deion does nothing for me. Yes, and I just think that is that those kids are having to deal with that. And Shador is with it. Shador, he's right
his dad.
He's right in there. But the others are like, they're having, like Nebraska. Oh, God. Nebraska next week, they ain't nothing. They are ready for this puppy.
Especially because they lost to Colorado last year. And then how about Colorado State? Remember the whole thing with Jay Norvell and Deion last year?
Jay can't stand Jay.
And Deion kind of went into that a little bit more post-game after Colorado State almost beat them in Boulder. Like, you know Colorado State will be ready for that game.
But he is ultimately so good for the, like, what he's bringing.
Oh, he's a lot more interesting than any other college football coach.
God.
These college coaches are boring.
Like,
for the most part, like, they are boring.
Like, for me, I want him to have success at Colorado so he potentially either brings them and makes them something bigger than, like, I don't think Deion will just stay there, but at least has some sort of success that he goes to a bigger profile. And now, like, we see more. If we see him at a Florida or something like that, we see, like, now. At that bigger stage, I want to see this thing work, because as you said, man, he is interesting as hell as anybody, as more than anybody in the sport.
They won four games last year. Their over-under was 5.5 this year. So after what I saw last night, that's probably going under. You know, they could very easily lose these last two non-conference games. They'll probably beat Colorado State, but they could lose to Nebraska. Like, are they winning four Big 12 games? Are they going 4-5 in the Big 12? Like, that's a tough number to get. So, like, for him, he might have the number one pick as his quarterback. Shador Sanders might be the number one pick in this draft. If they go back-to-back years without even going to a bowl game, without even going 6-6, that's a tough look for him.
Yeah, he ain't going nowhere, though. He making too much money for that school, and he ain't getting paid them. Not nearly as much as what he's bringing in. All right, coming up, hey, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, we do this every Friday. What you watching? Text in what shows, what things, what movies, what you watching. We always have fun discussing that. And look, I'll take your expertise on this, because I've got a feeling on something with the Astros, but I will back off if I'm off on this with Adam Spolane. We'll discuss that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.